Good morning and happy Christmas. You're all very welcome here this morning. Glad that we had a few show up. And we just want to take some time, just a short service this morning, a few songs, and just some scripture readings, basically, and a couple of thoughts. You know, Christmas for the believer in Christ has a special meaning. It should. We remember what Christ did when he left heaven to be born as an infant, to be like one of his own people, like us. We think of his humble beginnings. We think of angelic birth announcement to Zechariah and Elizabeth and to Joseph and Mary. We think of the angels appearing to the shepherds. Old Simeon in the temple, the old prophetess Anna, and the Magi from the East. We think of all these things that are part of the nativity story, the birth of Christ. There is renewed faith, or new faith, for all I have just mentioned. If you've been a believer in Christ, then this time of year, sometimes it renews the faith. And if you have not accepted Christ, or you're a new believer, then this is part of your new faith that you have in Christ Jesus. There is praise and worship of the newborn King. There is rejoicing. The event is so amazing. The event of Christ's birth is so amazing. The story must be told. And through all of this frenzy of emotions, the Lord is given the credit due him. I'm going to read Psalm 146, then we'll look in Luke, and then we'll go to Revelation chapter 5. We'll just look and see some similarities in these three portions of Scripture. Psalm 146, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people, of the peoples, are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness." Notice these few things. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. When you accept Christ as Lord, you have a new life. In essence, you are a new song. Your life is brand new. And then you have that new song in your heart. You want to tell everyone you know. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations. In verse 10, it says, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity." Tell them. Proclaim that. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Why? Because the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared. He is to be given the reverence and respect that is due him, because he is the creator of all things and he provides salvation. All that he created and provided reflects his splendor and majesty. And because of this, we should ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. That means we give him the credit that is due him. We did nothing and he did everything. We give him all the glory. Man likes to take glory when it's not his to take. God gets all the credit. We do this by bringing offerings and sacrifices of praise and worship. We don't need to bring a lamb or a goat or a dove anymore because Jesus was the sacrificial lamb for all. What we can do is bring him praise and worship and live our lives for him. We rejoice. The heavens and earth rejoice. We rejoice because he is coming again. He is coming to judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. In Luke 2, let's now look at Luke 2. This is obviously the very familiar nativity narrative. We're going to read verses 8 to 20. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Now what stands out for you as I read the narrative, the nativity story, and comparing it to Psalm 96? Well, there is a new song, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Now, we know that it doesn't say that the angels were singing it, but we kind of take the poetic license there that they could have been. It was a new song, a song that was created for that special event, the announcement of the Messiah's birth, and a song of praise and worship, giving credit to God for this miraculous gift of grace. And the shepherds, they worshiped, and they had to tell everyone. Now, whether people believed them or not, the people were amazed. How could this be? The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. They went and they told people what happened, whether they believed them or not. The shepherds left rejoicing. The angels arrived with the news. They were rejoicing. Let's rejoice and sing a song. And now let's read Revelation 5. Let me read Revelation 5. I'm just going to read the whole chapter. "Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.' And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne, and when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." And then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the heaven and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. We looked in the past, you kind of think of this as the past, present, and future in terms of Christ's timetable. The past was Psalm 96. The present was in Luke 2 at his birth. And then we just read about a future event. Another new song. "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." That's the new song that will be sung for this special event. The only person who would come to earth as our Savior, as the only Lamb of God that can open the seals. All will be worshiping Jesus. All will be amazed. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." All will sing praises to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. All will give Jesus Christ the credit due him. All will rejoice. And they all said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. So what is your relationship with Jesus? Do you have a new song in your heart? Are you giving praise and worship to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Are you giving Jesus all the glory? Are you telling everyone about what Jesus did for you? Are you rejoicing in the Lord? I pray that you do. I pray for a new song in your heart, and that you're telling everyone about what Christ has done for you. I pray that you can rejoice as we sing "Joy to the World." Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.